across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McCray leads the way with the American countryside.
Many people like to get popcorn when they go to the movies. Initially, though, theaters banned the snack because of the mess. A visit here will share that story and much, much more, with some rare and unique items related to our love of popcorn. It's next on the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Today, popcorn is a must for many moviegoers, but theaters were slow to adopt the snack.
You would go in, and then during intermission, the men would go outside to smoke, and the women were kind of like, well, what do? They would go buy popcorn from the street vendors. Well, then the theater owners were a little upset because there was a mess.
Theaters began banning popcorn, but women could often sneak popcorn into the venue under their long dresses. Eventually, it was better to simply sell popcorn in the theater, make some money, and clean up the mess. Over the years, it's remained a mainstay snack.
Really, during the Depression, it became one of the snacks that you could get because it was so cheap. So it gave you the ability to have something in a time where you didn't have anything.
This museum has many great poppers, small to large, horse-drawn, and motorized. There's one popper tied to Paul Newman's line of popcorn that the local company produced.
Paul started his Newman's own line of popcorn, and you can see some examples behind me today. He purchased this cart. They used it for promotion in Central Park during his promotion of the Newman Zone.
And many of the carts here can do more than just popcorn.
Popcorn, peanuts, a lot of our carts you'll see kind of evolve from being just popcorn poppers to actually popcorn and peanut roasters. If you look around, you'll find a variety of different machines that give you those options.
It's an interesting collection, the only one of its kind in the world for the public to see, tracing the history of one of America's favorite snacks, popcorn. Traveling the countryside in Marion, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
It's a similar story. The last 2 years, we've broken records.
Ryan LeGrand is CEO of the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council.
Last 2 years, again, we broke a record. We broke the 2 billion gallon mark for the first time in history for ethanol exports. And this year, we now find ourselves 13% ahead of that pace compared to the same period last year. So currently, and if things hold, on pace for 2.4 billion gallons of exports of ethanol.
Now, the EIA, that's the Energy Information Administration, says U.S. ethanol production moved slightly higher last week, even as gasoline demand and exports eased. Output up 0.8%, equal to 42.71 million gallons per day. Now, slightly below the same week last year, but 3.4% above the five-year average. Longer-term pace, though, weaker. Four-week average ethanol production rate slipped 2.2%. That's equal to an annualized 16.09 billion gallons. Well, coal cow prices continue to grind higher as lean beef demand keeps supporting the market. Dr. David Anderson with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension says Southern Plains coal cow auction prices climbed to nearly $180 per hundredweight in late April. That's up about 15% or $15 since January. Cutter cows gaining roughly $30 or almost 25% since the start of the year. He says one underappreciated support factor is the unusually heavy carcasses of fed cattle. Average federally inspected fed steer dress weights have stayed above 980 pounds since late last year. It creates more fat trim and increases the need for lean beef and ground beef blends. Cow slaughter trends also helping. Dairy cow culling, which ran above year-ago levels in early 2026, pulled back to about year-ago levels in April. Total cow slaughter for the year reported down 5% from last year, even though dairy cow slaughter remains up about 6%. But record calf prices likely keeping more cows on ranches and dairies for one more calf. Anderson says that should continue to support prices, even if some culling increases after calves are weaned. USDA's Risk Management Agency changing the rainfall data source used in several federal crop insurance programs. It's a move officials say will improve transparency, access, and payment speed without changing how coverage works. Now, RMA shifting from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center data to the National Centers for Environmental Information. Transition begins immediately. For the tropical storm option under the Hurricane Insurance Protection Wind Index program, it is set to expand to pasture, rangeland, forage, apiculture, and shellfish on August 31st, and then annual forage following April 30th of next year. Pat Swanson, administrator of the Risk Management Agency, said producers and agents will be able to look up rainfall data themselves in formats they can actually use, whereas the current system relies on more technical data that often requires special software. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960.
Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. If you're sitting down to corned beef and cabbage tonight, you're part of a great American food tradition. But the history behind that meal might surprise you. I'll explain when we come back. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Here's a fun fact for you as you fire up your slow cooker today. Corned beef and cabbage is not really an Irish dish. It's an American one. Born out of immigration, economics, and the beef industry. Back in Ireland, cattle were too valuable to slaughter for food. They pulled the plow, produced milk, and built dairy herds. Beef was a luxury, and it was mostly exported to England under British agricultural policies. Working-class Irish ate salted pork and bacon, paired with potatoes and cabbage. That was the traditional Irish meal, and in Ireland today, it still is. The Great Famine, driven by the potato blight of the 1840s, forced a mass migration of Irish to America. More than 1 million people died and millions more left their home country. They arrived in cities like New York and Boston, poor, discriminated against, and looking for affordable food in a strange country. Traditional salt pork was expensive here, but beef brisket, salt cured with large grains of rock salt, which is where the word corned comes from, was cheap and widely available. Irish immigrants settling in cities found themselves living near Jewish communities, and it was at Jewish butcher shops and lunch carts that many first tasted corned beef brisket. The texture reminded them of the cured pork back home. Cabbage was paired with it simply because it was one of the cheapest vegetables available, and the whole meal could be cooked in one pot. Over generations, the dish became a marker of Irish-American identity, and St. Patrick's Day became its annual showcase. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, retail corned beef sales spike roughly ninefold in dollar terms from February to March. Two-thirds of all corned beef sales by volume happen in the 4 weeks surrounding St. Patrick's Day. It is, without question, the single biggest moment of the year for beef brisket at the retail counter. I'll have more when we come back.
In 4 out of 5 school shootings, at least one other person had knowledge of the attacker's plan but failed to report it. Almost all mass school shooters shared threatening or concerning messages or images. More than 75% raised concern from others prior to an attack. Bystanders saw warning signs in most documented active shooter cases. You can prevent targeted violence from occurring. Here's how. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
Corned beef and cabbage. It's a St. Patrick's Day special, and a dish that isn't really Irish at all, but became one of America's enduring food traditions, built on immigrant ingenuity, affordable beef, and the economics of a new country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit Titan-INTL to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
If you like to work hard and earn good money, we've got a job for you. Pavilion Drainage is hiring heavy highway road workers, including highway guardrail installers and full-time seasonal Class A CDL driver laborers. Starting pay around $35 an hour, working 40 to 50 hours per week, plus union benefits. Paid travel throughout the western half of New York. Apply in person or by phone to Pavilion Drainage Supply, 6630 Ellicott Street Road in Pavilion, or call 585-584-3261 and get to work earning great money today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Soybean cyst nematodes are among the most challenging diseases for soybean growers. If you're a soybean grower, it's an appropriate time to take soil samples and have them tested for the nematode. There are some free testing available. In Pennsylvania, soybean cyst nematode has been confirmed in at least one field in 12 counties. It's considered the most damaging soybean pathogen both here and in Canada. The nematode can go unnoticed for many years. Proactive approach to soybean cyst nematode management requires soil testing, even when the crop looks healthy. Potential yield losses associated with the nematode infestation can reach 50%. Nematode survives in soil for many years, even without a host. Long-distance dispersal of the nematodes occurs through movement of soil and infected roots that carry cysts and eggs. You can only know if it's present in your fields through scouting and soil testing to determine whether it has a presence. Scouting can be done 6 weeks after planting by digging out roots with a shovel and looking for females. These can be seen with the naked eye. They appear as small, white, lemon-shaped structures along the roots. But soil testing is another way that provides quantitative information about population levels. Soil samples can be collected at any time during the growing season if nematodes are suspected of affecting your crop. They can be attained by collecting soil cores at a depth of 6 to 8 inches in a zigzag pattern in your fields. It's recommended at least 20 cores for areas of 20 acres or less. Samples can also target areas at high risk of introduction, like field entryways, areas prone to flooding, low-yielding areas near buildings where equipment is stored, and high pH areas. For each field, break up, combine, and thoroughly mix the core soils in a bucket, then place at least 2 pints of soil in a sealable bag. Keep those samples away from heat and direct sunlight. Refrigerate them until they're submitted to a nematology lab. If you're in Pennsylvania, you can send them to the Extension's agronomy team, where they offer plant parasitic nematode testing for soybean growers across the Commonwealth, thanks to support from Pennsylvania's Soybean Board.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Last week, the U.S. House passed the Rural Broadband Protection Act. The NTCA, or the Rural Broadband Association, applauding congressional passage of this act, aiming to strengthen oversight of providers that seek federal broadband funding. The measure, which was approved by the Senate earlier this year, heads to the president's desk for final signature. The legislation requires more vigorous vetting of applicants to the Federal Communication Commission's high-cost Universal Service Fund program, which ensures recipients can deliver reliable service in rural areas. According to Mike Romano, the CEO of NTCA, rural Americans deserve high-quality broadband access from providers who are capable of delivering on the promises that they make. He added, the stronger screening of providers is just good public policy and common sense. NTCA represents roughly 850 community-based telecommunications companies. He said the bill supports accountable investment in improved connectivity for rural communities, where dependable broadband access remains critical for economic growth and for daily life.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
John, what are you doing with all that rock?
I'm trying to show dairy producers that feeding a rock-based supplement actually costs money and takes up space in the ration.
John, all you have to do is tell them about Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. It's natural from the sea, and research has shown the magnesium to be four times as available as local cheap rock products. And I haven't even talked about its superior buffering or available calcium.
True enough. Ask for Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. And put it in the ration today. Give us a call at 1-866-737-6273. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, and a lot of farmers in our region will probably be interested in this program. That's according to Tricia Kovac. She's with the USDA. She gives us some of the intent of the program and the details.
Our Specialty Crop Block Grant Program goes to state departments of agriculture. It's non-competitive grants using a formula fund, and the state departments of agriculture then provide sub-awards within their state to locally led projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops.
So what are specialty crops?
Specialty crops includes fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, floriculture, and nursery crops. And we do kind of have a list that we use for that, and the states are well aware of what those crops are that are allowed. They do those sub-award grants in their own state to support specialty crop growers through marketing, education, and research projects.
Tricia Kovacs with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
This is Nolan Ryan. Your favorite coach was always someone you could count on to be tough when you needed it and expect the very best and taught you to be smart in life. You have the same opportunity with your kids and grandkids on the farm. Take time to coach them about using safe farm practices, wearing proper protective equipment, and never allowing extra riders on tractors and equipment. They're counting on you to coach them about safety. Thanks for stepping up to the plate and guiding your family team to a safe farming season.
This message from Farm Bureau.
Well, our pearl of wisdom today came in by letter mail from Carla Nicholson in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Came in back in March of 2009. Yeah, we keep them all. Carla says, you know what? Whether it's cold or whether it's hot, it'll be weather, whether or not. Thank you, Carla, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Looking for a dependable place to get all your feeds needs? Since 1992, Genesee Feeds in Batavia has believed that the best way to serve a community is with a smile and knowing a customer's name. As a Purina Certified Expert Dealer, along with brands like Kambach and Blue Seal, they supply customers with a wide variety of products ranging from pet and equine feeds, lawn and garden supplies, farm and home supplies, and more. So stop in and see what everyone is raving about. And hats off to our Genesee County Fair participants from Genesee Feeds, West Main Street Road in Batavia.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Backyard gardeners and commercial vegetable growers both share common threats to their produce. Among those pests of concern,
brown marmorated stink bug and the group called cucumber beetles.
So USDA research entomologist Don Weber, what have you been working on several years now as methods to combat these pests?
The pests' insects vary on pheromone, and combining it either with plant-based or other inexpensive attractants to synergize our efforts to use behavioral control make to manage vegetable pests.
Let's start with what makes brown marmalated stink bug such a threat to fruit and vegetable crops.
Apples, pears, and peaches, it's definitely on, especially as they're maturing, unfortunately. A lot of times that damage is hidden until you cut open the fruit, which is very unfortunate. It can affect soybean as well. Various vegetables, tomatoes, peppers.
Weber and Agricultural Research Service colleagues immediately went into problem-solving mode once the stink bug arrived in the U.S.
We're able to discover and synthesize the brown marmorated stink bug's pheromone. It was known from Japan that it was attracted to another bug's pheromone, but only at the end of the season. So for apple and other growers, that is not good because it doesn't allow awareness and control in a timely manner.
However,
when we combined this other bug's pheromone with the true pheromone, we saw that there was a synergistic attraction. This combination of lures provides a season-long, globally accepted now available and commercialized lure where now using the trap-based decision support tools and even attract and kill systems, we can significantly reduce insecticide use against brown marmorated stink bug.
Turning to pheromone attractants to cucumber beetles.
The problem comes because cucumber beetles are key pests. They're native and they show up perennially and they frequently reduce the yield and the quality of these cucurbit crops.
Meaty crops like squash, zucchini, pumpkins, and melons, as well as cucumbers.
We managed to synthesize the pheromone that had already been identified but hadn't been produced in sufficient quantities. But we put it out in the field and verified that field attraction. But the surprising thing was the striped cucumber beetle pheromone also attracted the spotted cucumber beetle.
Additional testing included matching traps with attractants, leading to a combination pheromone and attractant for cucumber beetles.
We're working very strongly on this with our land-grant university partners and pheromone companies as well to potentially use it in a bait or to mass trap the beetles before the crops are available so we can use behavioral control.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the On Deck Circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another episode of Inside Dairy. The conversation continues today with Dr. Kurt Liestrom. He is a veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim as he talks more about what we need to be doing with these heifers.
Success with these animals, you know, with these types of animals is to be on it in a hurry, intervene as quick as possible, give the animals the best chance to respond to any type of intervention before the disease course is advanced and we have some damage that may not be reversible. And a lot of times that's having eyes and ears that are paying more attention than we may have to for the native beef animals.
Do we see ourselves moving to an under-medicating, under-deworming just because of the outside world influences that are in there, or are we pretty much still staying on track?
You know, it's an interesting question. In where we are right now, early 2026, because of the value of those animals right now, I think we're seeing not necessarily a decrease in antibiotic use, but a shift in where those are applied. There's a lot more focus on intervening early, one treatment, maybe a follow-up treatment. And so the days in the past where we for an animal get sick and we treat it, and then we look at it 2 or 3 days later and treat it again, and then look at it 2 or 3 days later and treat it again.
We'll be back with more Inside Dairy right after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store, and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy. The conversation again with Dr. Kurt Blistra as we talk about what we need to do with our heifers this spring.
Yeah, there's a whole different mindset here when we start talking about dairy replacements, where now we're not just thinking about getting the animal to market age, but the the typical way of approaching this is to say a dairy female replacement hasn't fully paid for herself until she's a few years old and completed at least one, maybe one and a half lactations. So when the animals, especially these young dairy heifers, the data will say that if they get sick and they're treated for respiratory disease, they'll likely never reach their full potential in terms of how fast they grow, how fast they reach their reproductive age. And so that will impact how old they are when they get bred, which will impact how old they are when they give birth and start their lactation, start returning some of that investment, but also their potential to make milk each lactation. So this isn't just about the here and the now, but it's looking 3, 4, 5 years, even down the road in terms of that. So in the upper Midwest, in places where we have full seasons, the upper climates, where we have a true fall and winter and spring, especially different challenges than further south where we've got a lot more heat issues. But wherever you are, when you have changing seasons, you have temperatures that change, and that creates humidities that change, all these opportunities for additional stress on the animals and opportunities for respiratory disease.
More tomorrow. This is Inside Dairy.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
Trying to figure out how to feed your flock this Memorial Day weekend? Burt's Lumber and Perry is kicking off the big summer starter on Saturday, May 23rd with an incredible world-famous Steve Mel Chicken Barbecue. This is a complete dinner with all the fixings for just $15. Dinners will be ready for pickup at Burt's Lumber Saturday, May 23rd between noon and 2. Purchase your advanced sale tickets at Burt's service counter today before they sell out, and they always do, a $15 Steve Mel Chicken Barbecue. What better way to kick off Memorial Day weekend? Burt's Lumber, 2 Washington Street in Perry.
A response to the fertilizer market upheaval today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Recent tensions in the Middle East have amped up problems with both the availability and cost for ag fertilizers. Federal agencies, as well as the private sector, are addressing the issues. Chris Glenn of the Fertilizer Institute explains the need.
In a general way, overall increasing domestic production of fertilizers here in the United States, making sure that permitting is going in an effective way and it doesn't take 10 years and tens of millions of dollars to expand a mine or create a mine. The designation of potash and phosphate as critical minerals would help with the permitting process and cutting some of that red tape.
At the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins lists the fertilizer issue as a priority.
And the private sector is stepping up. CF Industries has delayed their scheduled maintenance on their ammonia plant in Donaldsonville, Louisiana, supplying an additional 100,000 tons of granular urea to U.S. customers that otherwise would not have been available this planting season. Pivot Bio is also allowing customers to lock in their prices through the 2028 season.
Rollins also notes,
at our rural development mission, we continue to build out production through a $900 million fertilizer production expansion program, and we are now working around the clock with dozens of these projects to bring them to fruition.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine, plus a huge inventory of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales. Get up and running. For today, widespread frost, mainly before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 59. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 3 a.m., cloudy, low around 45. Wednesday, showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., high near 61. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 34 degrees.
American Cattle News. On Monday, Department of Justice and USDA announcing an investigation into meatpackers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Department of Justice opens up an investigation into meatpackers.
You know, being at a 75-year herd low, being at this point in the market, taken in total with, as I mentioned, the last administration moving cattle, doing everything they could to basically eviscerate the cattle industry, whether that was through grazing allotments or climate change, hoax, craziness, whatever it was. On top of that, you have the droughts. You know, even in Nebraska, the fire they just had was in rural Nebraska, so it didn't get as much press as a lot of these wildfires do. But it was the biggest fire in Nebraska history, the ninth largest in American history, and we're not really talking about it because it was in rural America, but what that does to those ranchers. So all of that taken in total, combined with, obviously, the screwworm south of the border. We've had to keep the ports closed. To make sure that stays out, which, you know, thank the Lord we've been able to, against all models showing it would be here last year. But you marry that to this effort and the long-term infrastructure that we are building in order to mitigate this sort of thing from ever happening again. Marcia, I wish I had a crystal ball and I could tell you. We do believe that prices are going to start coming down this summer based on opening up the allotments, putting more money into mid-size and smaller processors, incentivizing our ranchers, and, you know, instead of slaughtering to keep their heifers, et cetera. I'm getting way into ag stuff now. But we are hopeful that those prices will start coming down this summer, this fall. But again, this is a massive, complicated policy challenge that we're working to fight every single day and solve for.
American Cattle News.
Looking for new tires? Now's the time to save at Sedamp Tire in Perry. 100 years and still rolling strong. Now through May 31st, buy a set of four eligible tires and you can take advantage of great savings. Get $80 back on Bridgestone tires with a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard, or up to $70 back on Firestone tires with a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Two trusted brands, two great offers, one place to save. Visit Sedamp Tire in Perry today or book and shop online to find the right tires for your vehicle. Restrictions apply. See Sedamp Tire, Bridgestone Rewards, or FirestoneRewards.com for details. Offers valid through May 31st.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors in People You Should Know, plus the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations across Western New York.
York.
Like Cricket's Coffee in Geneseo and the Gainesville store in Gainesville.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on May the 11th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Dollar higher, gold higher, Bitcoin higher as well. As we go over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate June contract 301 higher at 98.43, July 95.06, and August higher as well at 91.34. Gasoline higher, nat gas higher, crude oil higher as well. As we go over to the grains futures prices, corn July contract 4 even higher here at the end of the day at 475 and a quarter. September 481 and 3 quarters, and December in the green as well at 497 and 3 quarters. Soybean higher, soybean meal higher, soybean oil lower. As we look over to the wheat July contract, 15 even higher at 634 even. September 14 and 3 quarters higher at 648 and 3 quarters, and December higher as well, 670 even. Hard red winter wheat July contract, 10 and a half higher, 686 and a quarter. September 697 and a quarter. Hard red spring wheat July 8 and a quarter higher at 691 even, and the September contract in the green as well at 711 and 3 quarters. Spring wheat Minneapolis higher, oats higher, rough rice higher. As we look over to the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle June slightly higher here at the end of the day, 249.40. August slightly lower, 243.55, and October in the red as well, 236.67. Feeder cattle May, 102 higher, 368.40. August in the red at 192 at 362.30, and September down at 360.15. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk mixed. Finishing with the cotton, July contract 304 higher at 87.77. October 88.34 and December 194 higher at 87.40. That's a look into your markets here at the end of the day at May 11th.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other more or less equally to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.